The Megillah begins with the words Echa. And if you notice, each parak starts off the parak also with the Lashon of Echa. So Chazal, again, if Chazal wouldn't have been aimed on this, I wouldn't be bringing this out. But Chazal will aim it on the word Echa. The word Echa is like a Lashon of bewilderment. We know in Hebrew, right? Ayeka. What's going on? Ma. It's like what you would say today. Ma. Echa Yoshva Bodot. So the Medrash Rabba right here on the Pasuk says, Shloish Amru Echa. Three of the Nevi'i Yisrael, when they were describing the state of Klal Yisrael, use the Lashon of Eich. Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshaya Navi, and Yirmiyah. All those three use the Lashon of Eich. Moshe, when he's talking about Klal Yisrael's size, Eich also Levadi, but he was talking about the greatness of Klal Yisrael. Even though we read that Pasuk, the Nigin of Eich, Shabbos, right before Tisha B'Av, Shabbos Chazayin, we read it with the trop. But the Medrash says that each one of these three, Nevi'im, we're talking about a different element of Klal Yisrael. I'll just read you, it's a short Medrash. The Medrash says, Moshe Echo Solovadi, Yeshaya Echo Isolozoina, Vyirmiyo Echo Yoshvavagan. Says the Medrash Moshe Lamatranusa, Shahayu Lo Shlesha Shushin. When you describe, you saw somebody go through three stages: greatness, shalvusa, echad roisa bepachzusa. One saw this greatness go away, right, and in deterioration state, and then there was the punishment state. So Klal Yisrael basically had three stages. We had a stage of our glory. That was the stage of the Dor Deah. Moshe Rabbeinu was describing Klal Yisrael in their glory. Echa Osel Avadi. Right? How great Klal Yisrael became. Yirmiyah Navi was describing Klal Yisrael's deterioration. Not punishment. Deterioration. Echa Osel Zayna. Zayna reflects a behavior. A behavior, a negative behavior. And then Yeshaya Navi said, Echa Yoshva Vodot. And that's what the Medrash is saying. Yeshaya Rabbi Nevlusa. Yeshaya saw Klal Yisrael in its Nevlusa. So each one was reflecting a different element of Klal Yisrael. The obvious question is the Lashon of bewilderment. Right, means that there's some common grounds between what Moshe was talking about and what the Nevi'im were talking about, the other Nevi'im. It seems to be the biggest contrast you could have. Moshe's talking about Klal Yisrael's greatness, Echa, and then Yeshaya and Yirmiyah are talking about Klal Yisrael on the bottom. Deterioration, Klal Yisrael's punishment, what's going on? So the Medrash sees this as all one thing. The Gemara says in Ksuvis, those of you that are making Mr. Hashem Asim, Mr. Masudas come already, Kav Samach Vuv on the days. The Gemara brings out a member from Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai says, Ashrechem Yisroel, Klal Yisrael, you're so lucky. You're so great. Kishatem Oilem Atolem Adlo Rekia. When you go up, you go all the way up to the sky. Kishatem Yordim, Atem Yordim out of time. When you go down, you go all the way down. We go to the lowest level. Even lower than the lowest of the nations. That's the Gemara Ksubis. So the Maharal Meprag says, it's Pella. I understand. Great is Klal Yisrael. When you go up, there's nobody greater than you. Great is Klal Yisrael. When you go down, you're lower than any nation. If you look at the Lashon like Gemara Ksubis says, Omar Bechem and Zakkai, Yashrechem Yisrael, Bizman shata moisim mitzvah neshama kamein kolum v'shloshon shavat is you're above all the nations. Ubizman shayin shata moisim mitzvah neshama kam musarim biyad umeshvela. V'loy loy rak biyum eshvela biyad behem eshvela. That's a notion. Anyway, so the obvious question is, why is that a maila? Why is that a maila? So the Mahal just says, which really could tie into Rav Yonis and Ibishitz. Rav Yonis and Ibishitz says that when David HaMelech said a shira, when he was running away from Avshalom, right? Mizmor David, b'borchem ibn Avshalom b'noi. David HaMelech said shira when he was running away from Avshalom. So the Gemara asked him brachas, mizmor David, kino David. David saying shira. So the Gemara says over there that David HaMelech knew that somebody is going to come up against him from his own home, because Hashem told him, "Hinani mekim maybe lacharami beisecha." So David HaMelech said, "I thought maybe it'll be a mamzer." The loy chosalei, a mamzer doesn't have rachmanus on his father. I didn't know it was going to be a son. But now that it's my son, I'm happy. So that's the lashon. Mibnei Avshalom b'noi. Peldik Chazal. Peldik Chazal. Number one. Avshalom didn't have Rachmanus on him. He ran to kill him. Yitzhak went to kill him. So what's he saying, Shira? The Shira was conceptually a son as putting on his father. I understand. But Avshalom didn't. So why is he saying Shira? If anything, this really is, I'm just being moisif to what he's asking. If anything, it's worse. If a mamzer doesn't have rachmanis, you understand why. If it's your son doesn't have rachmanis, it's even worse, l'chaira. It should be worse. But David HaMelech says Shira. He says Shira. So I had a practical pshat. Before you remember my practical, I had a practical pshat. Practical pshat I wanted to say, I think you were there when I said it. I want to say a practical pshat. I want to say, a person, anything you're passionate about, you end up succeeding. If you're really, really passionate, nobody's passionate to become a lamdan doesn't become a lamdan. If a guy doesn't become a lamdan, means he was lacking passion. If he really, 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 doesn't mean that it was easy for him. I'm not saying it was easy. But if somebody's passionate, they want to become a lamdan, they'll become a lamdan. They'll become a lamb. I had a Talmud years ago. I don't think you guys know who it is. Any of you, I feel comfortable to say it. He wanted to become a doctor. Now, this was a kid. He couldn't make it through high school. You don't have to go through medical school. You know how much you have to read. Yeah. I'm not saying you have to be a gone. You don't have to be a gone. But you have to be a reader. If you ever saw the books, you have to read and read and read. If I'm scaring you, you're not going to medicine. Baruch Hashem. So, books. Able to serve. How much you have to read? But the guy told me he wants to be a doctor. It was like tennis. You couldn't get the guy for 5 minutes to sit in a chair. But my said, that's what he wanted. And my boy said, he became a doctor. From what I understand, he's very much there. He's a good doctor. He's passionate. I only feel bad for him that one day I told him this. He's going to come to the Kisei HaKavod. The Rebbe was going to say, he's a double brush, why didn't have zitz flesh? Hashem's going to tell him, why didn't you learn? He's a brush, why didn't have zitz flesh? That's not my word, by the way. The Apterov, that's how he's Miyashav, the Stira, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Shabbos. What's the first question they ask you when you come Lamala? Nasata v'nasata b'emuna. But the Gemara says, Tchiliz dinay shel adam abitul tera. The Gemara in Bama Madlikin. First is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So twice resists the contradiction. The Gemara of Zion, Sanhedrin, the Gemara Lamed Aleph and Shabbos, this is the student. It's a lot of different answers. The Apterov had a Geshmak of Ord. He says, the average guy, Baruch Hashem tells him why he didn't learn. Say, Pasha, I didn't have the head for it. So first the Abish to go to your business. Nasata v'nasata. And he shows you what you wanted to do. You're quite successful. Then he goes, Kavati to Luther. Oy bazoy, hosti yez its flesh. You say you have no zitz flesh. You have zitz flesh. Now the Yavish to... So really learning is the first... The real Iker Shaila is learning, but we can't get to learning until we establish what you were. So one of the pshatim I had was, Lamaisa Avshalom didn't succeed. He failed. He didn't listen to this Canaan, and he didn't, whatever it is, he ended up failing. So I wanted to say, could be the pshat is, because deep down, there's something lacking in his passion. As far as his father. As much as he wanted to take over his father, and he planned it out, and he organized it, and he did, epis, there was a crack. There was some crack in his desire. So David said, Shira for that. Baruch Hashem, it's b'ni. How successful can he be? It's my son. He's going to run, he's going to chase. That's my practical pshat. But I'll tell you, B'yanis and Ibishit says pshat. B'yanis and Ibishit says it's a pshat. B'yanis and Ibishit says, when the Baruch Shalom is always running the Bria, he's always running the world. And if a person would realize that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam, they would take everything in stride. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's a cheshbon. Hashem loves you. Everything has a cheshbon. Everything has a cheshbon. Sometimes you enjoy what Hashem throws your way, and sometimes you don't enjoy what Hashem throws your way. But if you felt it's all coming the Ava from Hashem, it will be much easier. Life will be much easier. What makes it challenging sometimes is people isolate the Ribbono Shel Olam from what happens. They isolate. Then they could start having tinnitus and feeling bad for themselves. And the Divrei Chaim, I often tell you guys, it's Kedai Lechazer it over. The Divrei Chaim, when he lost his daughter in his lifetime, he made the Levaya, right, before Shacharis. He couldn't understand. Levaya was before Shacharis. And then they had chakras. Right? Normally, there'd be no chakras. You know, Einan. When you're Einan, you don't have chakras. Then there's a Levaya. Then usually by the time after Levaya, it's too late to have chakras. Most Avelim, their first filler, after the Kfur, is either Mincha or Ma'ariv. Over there in Sanz, they buried the girl first thing, and then they had chakras. So, the Levaya was scheduled before to end by Shachris. The Divrei Chaim got up. He told the Tzibur, why is it? So he said, because when I say in the davening, Baruch Shama, I thank Hashem for the Bria, for your Olam, Baruch Hashem of Yosef, because of Makayim. He says, I wanted it to go on the Levaya too. He says, Hashem did that. I wanted it to go on the Levaya also. I wanted to give Pesukei de Zimra on the Levite. Could you imagine? That was his level. He was on that level. But why? You don't see it. It says of Yonis and Ibishitz. If Hashem would have sent a mamzer after David, it wouldn't have been as clear it's coming from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Even though it was. But in your mind, you could play games. It's a mamzer. It's a natural occurrence. It says, now that it's my son, so now I feel directly the Yad Hashem. He gave Shiro that the Eibishter made him feel the Yad Hashem. Mizmor LeDavid. Now Shalom Benoi. That's what Yad Hashem says this in the Yarat, Sefer Yarat's Dvash, his Droshes. So that's his Pshat. The Maral, along the same lines as Yad Hashem and Eibishter, says the fact that we never have Derech HaTeva, Klai Yisrael. Either we're all the way up or all the way down. That's also Chazdei Hashem. Because we always realize we're not, that nature is not working with us. Even when we're falling in, we see, hey, this is unnatural the way it's happening. That's also Chazdei Hashem. It's Chazdei Hashem that he reminds us that he's behind everything that happens to us. So it's always Chutz Midarach HaTeva. That's how he teaches the Maral. So I want to just add one idea to this point. When the Baruch Shel Olam, and that's the lashon of Eicha, bewilderment. We're always bewildered, we're always Lamala Manatev. When we're up, we're Lamala Manatev, when we're Lamata, Lamala Manatev. And it's all special. It's all because Klai Yisrael special. You could just add one more idea to this whole big piece. And that is that, you know, the kasha we always ask in Parshas Lech Lecha. Avram Avinu comes to Hashem. He says, you didn't give me children. makes a statement. You didn't give me children. And I'm not going to have children. Eliezer is going to be my inheritor. He's going to inherit me. Right? That's what he says. Uven beis yerishes, hu da mesek Eliezer. So we have a mystical Torah. Avram held that Eliezer is his Talmud, and that's a din benoi, and a whole rationale of why Avram is not really questioning Hashem. Because in Lundus, Eliezer was his son. Right? Eliezer was his son. It's actually the only place where Avram calls him Damesek, which is Lashon Talmud, Torah L'mashkim Yeteres Rabbi. But anyway, but I had a different question. Why does Avram come to such a strong conclusion? Hainly Linus, no kids. What made him come to that conclusion? And the answer is Hashem. Hashem sent the simon with the stars. Avram Einoi Moilit. Hashem sent him a message. Avram is not going to have a child. So basically Hashem gave him a stira. He told him, you will have children. Then he sent him a message, you won't have children. That's Pshat and Avram. Avram had a medrash plea. He had a contradiction. On the one hand, Hashem told him, you're going to have children. On the other hand, Hashem told him, you're not going to have children. The Pshat is, Eliezer will be like my son, and that's the way to basically work out the contradiction. Why did Hashem send him a contradiction? Hashem ultimately gives him an answer. The star that told you in my name that you're not going to have children, that was Avram. Your name is not Avram, your name is Avraham. Avram is Einim Moilet. Avraham is Yem Moilet. Good, I instantly have Ishtikul Torah. The Roshim didn't Ishtikul Torah. Roshim was not Ishtikul Torah. He didn't create Ishtikul Torah. Why did he send Avraham a contradiction? With a medrash plea and with a rearness and eyebrush, it's his goodness to answer the cause. Just simple. Why did he send him the message? And the answer you could say is very simple. The Bali Musar explained that the more elevated something is, the less it could exist in a compromised state. So in other words, a stone can last forever. There is no expectation from a stone. It doesn't grow, it doesn't change, it doesn't shift, it doesn't get deteriorate. It could stay like that for a million years. It's a stone. It could survive being a stone. Something that grows could never be a stone. It has to grow. It has to blossom. It has to develop. Now, if you uproot it from its life, from its source, it doesn't turn into a diamond, doesn't turn into a rock. It deteriorates. It ultimately becomes nothing. It rots and deteriorates, becomes nothing. Okay? Why? Because it can only be a tzemech. Can only be. If a tzemech would be able to be a diamond, it would be less choshev. Its essence is a tzemech. It can only grow. If it's not alive, it's just going to deteriorate and die and be nothing and turn into garbage. It's not going to become a rock. Then you have a chai, a living animal. It's alive. It actually has a spirit in it. Same thing. The chai will never turn into tzemech, will never turn into a demon. It can only be a chai. If you stop it from breathing and it dies, it will stink. It will get even worse than the tree. It will deteriorate even worse than the tree. Adam, the next level up, medaber, right? Same thing. Medaber is a medaber. The Adam has a mile of Adam. Can only exist as an Adam. So Balei Machshav explained, Yisrael is the next level. What does Hashem tell us? We have a different mission. Just like something that grows, its mission is it has to be a growing species. That's what it has to be. And if it doesn't grow, it's dead. Can't survive. Not living up to its purpose. Right? And so to each creation. Klal Yisrael will have a mission. Our mission is to positively impact the world. Av hamoyim goyim ato nesatich. Yisrael, ol hagoyim. We have to enlighten the world. That's our mission. We cannot survive not being like that. It's not that we could survive being halfway there. No. That's our mission. That's part of our greatness. That Hashem chose us to be this nation that enlightens the world. And maybe if we don't live up to that, everything's gone. We can't be in a compromised state. Hashem sent Avram a message. Avram einai moilid. You can't be Avram. It's not that you're Avram with a crown on top. No. Avram einai moilid. You can't live like an Avram. You can only live like Avraham. Avraham moilid. Avram is einai moilid. The Baruch Hashem didn't just send him a contradiction for the purpose to have a shtickle Torah. Hashem sent him an emistic contradiction. These two things can't exist. That's the pshat. Ashreichem Yisrael. Ashreichem Yisrael. That you're a nation that has a higher cause. And because you have a higher cause, you can only be Eicha. You can only be a nation that's living on this new frequency of Klal Yisrael. Because that's your mission. You don't just become a regular nation. You go all the way down. But the reason why that's our greatness is that shows who inherently we are. If we weren't inherently destined for greatness, then we'd be able to exist like a Zoyna. We'd be able to exist on a lower level. But no. The fact that we have absolutely no survival level when we're not Yisrael, that shows the greatness of Yisrael. But that's who we are. That's the essence of who we are. And that, you could say, is tied up in this Eicha. The same Eicha in both directions. But that's also part of our greatness. Our greatness is that we can't survive in that state. Same.